doing today?
Good.
Good.
Hey, how many of you guys like to go shopping? Oh, good. I was worried about that. Well, you know, I have some items here. And I want you guys to put them... Oh, thank you. I want you guys to put them in order. Don't look at the price tags. Of what you think, from the smallest to the greatest, their price is. Okay? Who wants to go first? Okay. What do you think is the least expensive here? A little bottle of perfume. Now, there's a secret. The better the perfume, the more expensive it is, even though it's smaller than all the other things. Okay, so what else do you think? Yeah? Awesome. Okay, so... Do you guys all agree? You think this one's the least expensive? Okay. Then what do you think comes next? Ooh, yeah? Ooh, you think the computer comes next? Anybody else? Yeah? What do you think comes next? I heard somebody say, whisper it anyway. They thought the perfume might have come next. And then the computer, because the computer's a little bit more, huh? So that's the way you think it goes in order? But you know what I forgot? Guess what? I have a price tag on me. What does it say?
Jesus.
It says Jesus, doesn't it? Jesus bought me. Did you know that? Do you think Jesus reached into his pocket and took out a bunch of money and said, I want to buy you, I want to buy you, I want to buy you. You think he did that? No, he didn't. Why is that? Yeah, money's good, but is money everything?
No.
No. In fact, there's more important things than money, isn't there? There's love. And Jesus loved us so much that he was willing to come to earth, and he was willing to die for us so that we could go back and live with him and Heavenly Father together. And that's worth all the money in the world, more than all the money in the world, isn't it? That puts us to remember how important things are in our lives and what's the most important thing of all?
Jesus.
Jesus is, and Heavenly Father, that's right. So I want you, I'm going to pass around something else right now, and I want you each to take one, but I don't want you to open it up. And I'll tell you right now, there's not candy in this batch, okay? Might be easier if I just pass them around. I won't bother taking them out. Okay, now don't open them up until everyone does it together.
It's, I know what it is.
What is it? What do you think it is?
Perfume.
It's perfume? Really? It's a what?
A tag.
You think it's a tag? Okay, close your eyes and open them up and smell. You know?
Oh, you put
it's a cotton ball with some spices, huh? Now, there's a story in the Bible about when Jesus died for us, and he was up on the cross. And when he died, he had some very special friends come and take him off the cross. And you know what? It was coming up on the Sabbath, and they knew that they weren't going to have a lot of time to take care of his body the way it needed to be, because in Jesus' time, they would rub special spices and oils on the body before they would bury them. But they didn't have enough time because it was almost Sabbath, and so all they had time was to wrap him in white cloth and take him to the tomb, and then they had to hurry home because they didn't want to miss Sabbath. And that's something for us to remember. Even though Jesus died for us, he still rested on Sabbath. And on Sunday, which was the third day, that's when Mary Magdalene came with the oils to put on him and went to the tomb. And do you remember what happened then?
The tomb was open.
That's right. That's right. So, did she need to use the special oils? No, why not?
Because he was gone before she got to
heaven. That's right. Because he wasn't dead. He was alive, wasn't he? He was resurrected. But hopefully this will remind us that the important things of this time of year is how lucky we are that we had somebody who loved us so much, who was willing to give us his life so that we can go back and live with him in heaven. Okay, let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father and Jesus, what a wonderful day it is that we can remember all that you've done for us. We pray that you be with us through this Easter time and be with each one of these special children, and let them always have you in their hearts, and always let us always be reminded of what you did for us. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.